So that one is sort of an image of Kateri Tekuwitha, or from a painting of an interpretation of what she looked like, Kateri Tekuwitha, who was a Mohawk saint. And she's a very sort of conflicted character. She's in the late 1600s, I believe. She's sick and loses her family. She's an orphan, I believe, who survived smallpox. And she then is converted to Christianity and becomes a really devout Christian, but in a kind of fanatical way. So she sort of practices the asceticism, so the kind of bodily flagellation and other kinds of somewhat more fanatic devotional practices, and is kind of treated as somewhat of a crazy person by her community, but then in later years sort of celebrated as this saint. But the whole process of her death and her subsequent nomination for sainthood is strange to me as well. When you read accounts of it, it's about how her face all of a sudden becomes sort of serene and beautiful and white. It talks about her face becoming whiter and her smallpox scars disappearing and upon her death. And so that work was about the conflicted nature of stories of Kateri Tekuwitha, and also about the impact of alcohol as linked to things like residential school experiences and Christian ideas and contact with colonization. Alcohol was certainly something that I went through in my family. My father was an alcoholic for many years, and so that piece was really kind of thinking about and exploring alcohol as this way that people learned to try to forget, and the impact of alcohol in First Nations communities, which is, it's been a huge impact and a huge traumatic history there. But it's really this sort of self-medicating practice as well.